Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
What's up, Buffalo Fanatics? Josh Allen here. Just wanted to say, go Bills.
30 seconds and counting.
There were plenty of years where there were guys who would dread being drafted by the Buffalo Bills. Not anymore.
Astronauts report it feels good. T-minus 25 seconds.
And I fully believe that we have as great of a chance as ever to win it all right now in 2022.
20 seconds and counting.
This is showing you who the new face of the NFL is going to be. Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal.
On my mama, the Buffalo Bills will have a 1,000-yard rusher on this team in 2022.
10, 9.
Oh, baby.
Ignition sequence start. 6, 5.
What's going on, Bills Mafia? This is your favorite Reverend, the Rev Rose.
4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
The greats, and we are going to win that championship. Don't you forget that I said it right here. Watch what's going to happen. The Buffalo Bills are that team to be reckoned with. We're blowing the brakes out of everybody this year. You heard it. Bam. Mic drop. Is that enough for you, bot?
Gets me every time, baby. Thursday night.
That's yes, sir. Right.
It's Bot. It's the Buffalo Fanatics.
What's up, man?
Rated Rev, Smoke Break, Mashup once again back at you live. And it's good to be with you. Hope everybody had a great 4th of July.
Absolutely.
Rev, how was yours, man? Did you get the burgers going, the wings?
Hey, man, hey, 4th was amazing. I had a good turnout, man. Got the burgers and the wings going this 4th of July, man. So it was a great time.
Now tell me, is the fan, are they as obsessed with the burgers as I was the first time that I saw them, or are they used to them by now?
No, fam absolutely loves them, man. Absolutely.
So they can't get enough. They're like, me, essentially.
No, we can't go to fast food anymore. We just can't do it.
You have ruined McDonald's.
Oh,
you've
100%.
Ruined Burger King.
100%.
Well, look, I mean, I can't blame you there, but the one thing that I know that you haven't ruined is Arby's, because they haven't perfected the burger yet.
Baby.
I'm going to have to wait for you to get on the boneless wing / roast beef train before we can cancel Arby's. You know how that goes. Not to mention, of course, the Taco Bell Cheez-It, but we'll leave that.
Oh, yeah, got to do that one. Definitely, yeah.
As soon as that makes its way up to upstate New York, you know we'll be doing the taste test. Can't wait for it.
100%.
Good to see you, my friend.
How was your 4th, man? How was yours?
Fourth was good. I was out in Wisconsin this past weekend, Cheesehead territory.
Oh, sweet.
Spoke with a lot of Packers fans. Had a lot to talk about, of course, with the topsy-turvy offseason that they had endured for the past 2 seasons. Wish I was there when Aaron Rodgers' tattoo made its way out onto the the interwebs. Did you get a look at that thing?
I didn't see that.
Oh my God, it's been all over the internet. Aaron Rodgers got this tattoo. I mean, granted, the work is terrific. The artwork is amazing. I can't imagine what he spent on it, but it's the most Aaron Rodgers tattoo ever. You look at it and it's a total mind F. You have no idea like what direction to go in as far as what it is, what it means. Are you looking it up right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one with his cheeks and the jock strap.
I don't know what that one is. Rev's on the dark web right now.
Wait.
He's got the after hour Aaron Rodgers tattoo. I'll find it. Because that was kind of like that was a big thing today. It's like a clock, and then it's got a lion and a tiger facing each other with like the stars. It's funny, you type in Aaron Rodgers now online. Oh my God, Rob, I just saw what you were talking about. Hold on.
See that?
Yeah, hold on. I'm about to pull
that's the first thing that popped up.
That's too good. Oh my God. All right. So check this out. So this is not the tattoo.
You gotta put that up.
This is not the tattoo that Aaron Rodgers himself got, although this is a tattoo that some very diehard Packers fans seem to have gotten at one point. Wow, look at that. Look at that. Sign me up for the Josh Allen version of that, Rico, when you watch
I was just about to say that. Yeah, that's the one Rico was getting.
Listen, I think if there's anything that's going to change Rico's mind to get on that table and join me for a tattoo sesh, it's that there.
Man.
Wow, what a piece of work. That's incredible. But no, this is the Aaron Rodgers tattoo. Now, if you look, I mean, the detail is insane, but I don't know what the hell is going on here.
I have no idea.
We got the Illuminati eye here.
Yeah, right.
We got the lion.
Some astrological stuff. I have no clue, man.
Some astrology stuff, the ocean. Rodgers is a trippy dude, man. He's a trippy dude. I mean, I wouldn't get it. But what do I know, right? I mean, I'm not back-to-back MVP over the last two seasons. So what the hell?
He can do what he wants.
Yeah.
So but that's weird.
There's that. But yeah, so I was out in Wisconsin talking to some Packers fans about Rodgers. There's this one guy, I've said repeatedly, I go to a bunch of Dave Matthews shows, and one of the guys that I see constantly, you'll love this, I see him everywhere. His name's Justin, really cool dude, but he is on a streak right now. He has been to, I think it's now 83 or I don't know the exact number, but it's either a little less than 80 or 80. He's been to 80 or so straight Packers games, home and away. Hasn't missed a game. And he is going to be in Buffalo for the Sunday Nighter. And that's going to be his first time in Buffalo. So I'm so excited for him to come out. Yeah. Because nothing I love more, and I know this is going to be the same for you when you come, I just love seeing someone's first experience in Buffalo because you can't replicate the first time you go.
Man, I can't wait.
And you know what's cool about your situation, I feel like, compared to like mine? Because mine, you know, I couldn't even tell you. I was probably 8 years old. When you're at your age that you're at, you get to truly enjoy it for what it is. You know what I mean? When you're a kid, you don't really remember. And obviously you're not, I mean, maybe I was back in the day. 8 year old me was smashing tables and crushing some brews in the lot.
Oh, shoot.
I can't remember. But when you're of age to enjoy it, I mean, there's no better time to kick it off for your first game. So,
man, I can't wait. I don't know how I'm going to react.
I think you might cry. You strike me as someone who might get a tear.
I'm a crier.
I would do the same.
I am a crier.
Are you?
I can't even lie. Yeah. I'll probably most deaf.
Yeah.
I'm definitely shedding tears when we win that Super Bowl. That's definitely happening.
Oh, all right. Now that's a whole other story. Crying would be the least of my concern. I'd be hyperventilating. I'd probably have to be hospitalized. It would be a show. Oh. But in order to get to that Super Bowl, Rev, we got to go through the year this year. And the bulk of the show today, of course, will be spent, as you saw in the thumbnail today, it will be spent going through the Bills roster. Rev and I are going to go through each game, and we're going to rank. Which I feel like, you know, I was thinking about it this afternoon, Rev. I think it might be harder than we think, but we're going to go through and we're going to rank
the easiest game in our opinion to the toughest game in our opinion for the Bills
right
in this upcoming schedule. But before we get into that, Rev, I know you got some cool topics you wanted to touch on before we get into the main.
Definitely. So before we jump into that, we're going to talk about some news, some Bills news around the league. Then we're going to move around. We got to talk about Baker Mayfield.
Of course.
We got to do that.
Big news this week.
There's also something, I don't know if people caught it or not, but man, there's some news around about Von Miller, about some of the comments he's made. I guess people are talking about some of his desires, leaving the Rams and wanting to stay with the Rams and even wanting to go to Dallas. We're going to talk about that. Man, we've got a lot we're going to talk about today, but I can't wait to get into the ranking of the Bills' opponents. But before we get into any of that, what we've got right now, we've got to jump into some Bills news around the NFL. Let's get it popping right now. All right, look, Trey White, Tre'Davious White, our very own, has a career passer rating allowed of 58.7 in single coverage, which is the sixth lowest among all NFL cornerbacks. Now, he may not be the best cornerback in the league, but you better believe it. He's absolutely one of the best corners in the NFL. Number two, I want you guys to help me out with this one. Guess which three quarterbacks, have the most passing yards against the Blitz since 2020?
You asking the crowd or are you asking me?
I'm asking you.
Okay, the three highest passer ratings against the Blitz?
Yeah, three most passing yards. Not passing yards.
Oh, okay.
It's off the top. Who do you think are the top three?
Off the top of my head?
Yeah, start with number three and then work your way up.
Number three, Derek Carr.
Okay.
Number two, Josh Allen.
All right.
And number one, Tom Brady.
Okay. All right. Derek Carr number three, right?
Yeah.
And you said Josh Allen number two and then number one, Tom Brady?
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a look. Number three on the list. Matthew Stafford, 2,680 yards.
Okay.
Against the Blitz.
Man, that's a hell of a lot of yards, man.
That is a lot. Number two, Tom Brady.
Ooh,
comes in just shy under 3,000 with 2,972. And number one, el numero uno, the big man himself, Josh Allen.
Wow. You know what?
3,300 yards against the Blitz.
A bit more obvious than I anticipated. I thought, you know, the way you did it, I thought there was going to be a trick in there. I should have known better. But it makes sense, right, Rev? I mean, the way the line was last year, Allen, the way he plays in the backfield, the way he moves around, dodges the pressure, it makes a lot of sense. But damn, man, that is a lot of yards.
That's a lot of yards. And I'm surprised. I'm surprised that I didn't see our man. Well, not really our man, but Pat Mahomes on that list.
You know, I was thinking about that, but I was trying to think about situations where the line wasn't, you know, top tier, but the quarterback was.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes, to me, their line, you know, it's not top tier, but I think, especially this year, it's getting a lot better.
Right.
The Josh Allen answer made sense. Tom Brady to me, of course, just because of his release time. It's so hard to get to him. Matt Stafford, though, that one, that shocked me because I guess in my mind, I thought the Rams line was a bit better in that regard than the numbers show. But then again, you know, Matt Stafford, he's a real gritty type quarterback too. So that does make sense.
Yeah, no doubt. So I was surprised to hear Matt Stafford on that list. But I would have guessed it would have been Mahomes in the top three.
I can totally have saw that.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, definitely. All right, so moving on. Now, get this.
Let me hear it.
Okay, here we go. This is going to be good, man. All right.
Oh, you got me going now. Better be good.
You ready?
Of course I am. Yeah, let's do it.
Here's another question for you.
All right.
12 TFLs, tackles for loss, and no gains last season. Okay.
Okay.
Tied for third place amongst all defensive tackles in the National Football League. Name that player.
Third most tackles for loss in the NFL?
Yeah.
Ed Oliver.
Absolutely, baby. Absolutely.
Let's go. Ed Oliver comes in.
I got one, baby.
Woo!
He comes in. Good job. Good job, Bot. Good job.
I got to tell you, I'm feeling good about that, Rob, because you know, I mean, I'm not that good at trivia. So I feel good right now. I feel good.
Yeah, but hey, when I saw that, I was like, oh, snap. Like, which kind of makes sense when you look at what he did last year, which is also why I'm so excited about him this year, coming up this offseason, which is why I said, and I'm going to say it again, on my mama, Ed Oliver will have his first double-digit sack season of his young NFL career coming
and
up.
And I like the take because you got to think, right, if Von Miller is taking over the majority of the doubles or your best offensive lineman, that could open it up for Ed Oliver, of course. So I definitely like prediction. If it's going to be a year where he doesn't, you got to think this year is his best opportunity.
Yeah, I think he's going to have an incredible opportunity this year. He's just going to eat. So, look, that's all of the news that we have, the Bills news that we have around the NFL. Shout out to PFF Bills for the data. You guys can follow them on Twitter if you want to, at @PFF_Bills. Moving along.
Love it, man.
Okay, so we're going to jump in right now into our first segment, because that was just really just the intro, man. Like I mentioned, we got a lot to talk about, but we absolutely have to touch on what happened earlier this week, man. We got to talk about Baker Mayfield, man. First of all, Bob, what are your initial reactions, response to the news about Baker Mayfield being traded finally to the Carolina Panthers?
Well, like you said, finally is definitely the word that needed to be emphasized there. I mean, we've been mentioning for what feels like months now, it needed to happen, and it took way too long to happen. And of course, that was, you know, salt was thrown in the wound time and time again as the Deshaun Watson stuff continued to unfold, and Baker Mayfield was just kind of in the crosshairs of the whole thing. But this is incredibly interesting. I think we all knew it was going to come down to Carolina or Seattle. The rumors about Seattle were it was a mixed bag. You had Josina Anderson saying that the rumors were true. You had Ian Rappaport saying that, saying quite the opposite. Or maybe it was, I don't know, one of the two, but there was conflicting reports as to whether or not Seattle was actually interested in Baker Mayfield. My takeaway is, what did Seattle have to lose? Your starting quarterback right now is Drew Locke. Yeah. If they wanted Baker Mayfield, you know, they could have had him, right? I mean, there was nobody knocking down the door demanding Baker Mayfield. Obviously, he's been sitting in the waiting room in Cleveland for months now. And here you have Carolina. Interesting situation for a variety of different reasons, but the biggest reason, of course, is the fact that he is going into the locker room with Sam Darnold. And now the biggest question, of course, is who is going to get that starting job? I think it's going to be tougher for Baker to actually get that starting position than people would probably think. You know, Sam Darnold's been in that system for over a year now. Baker's going to be coming in on a very short offseason plan here, especially because of the signing happening when it did. Training camp's kicking off in a couple of weeks here. Baker's right into it. But I think the competition ultimately helps out Carolina. Long-term situation, definitely not the solution for Carolina. But if you're in a position like the Panthers are in, why not? They got Baker Mayfield for a tremendous price. I think it was about, $4.5 million. The Cleveland Browns ate the majority of that contract, which they were going to have to do if they wanted to unload Baker Mayfield. It is absolutely absurd what Cleveland has done financially this offseason with their quarterbacks while not getting much out of it, right? You have
over
a $250 million tied up in Deshaun Watson. God knows what's going to happen with him and his ability to play this year. And then you have to pay over $10 million or so to unload Baker Mayfield. They're just shelling out millions of dollars for quarterbacks who can't even play. It's wild. But
it's crazy.
The ultimate testament here, of course, as a Bills fan, is watching all of these quarterback careers unfold that were in the 2018 draft class with Josh Allen. And of course, Josh Allen was the most questioned. He was the one that was, I think the majority of people thought he had the highest ceiling, but everyone thought he had the lowest floor.
Right.
And as you see these careers pan out, Josh Rosen, you wouldn't even know where he is right now if I asked you, essentially out of the league. Lamar Jackson obviously has done fine, but the contract situation with him in Baltimore is concerning to me. Clearly, he has not done enough in the franchise eyes, I guess, or the franchise has not done enough for him in order for them to reach an agreement. That to me is concerning. You know how I feel about culture and the relationship between the management and the player. And then, of course, now you see Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield on the same team fighting for a job on a bottom feeder. And then, of course, there's our guy, Josh Allen. So it is just incredible, Rev, to see how these things pan out. But for once, we are on the winning side of one of these insane draft stories. And come good on, luck finding me another one, right?
Come on.
And I mean,
talk
this was the biggest one you could have ever had a W in. And look it. We're on the right side of it. It is just absurd. It's crazy. But hey, from the Baker Mayfield, Carolina Panthers side of things, Rev, I got to tell you, after the way things unfolded, I got to root for Baker, I think, coming this season. I got to root for him, and I hope that he can turn his career into something out there, because you know how I felt when it started. I felt that the way Baker Mayfield handled himself throughout his career, it didn't do him any favors. But the way Cleveland reciprocated the favor this offseason, it kind of outweighed that for me. So the way things have gone, I got to tell you, I'm rooting for success for Baker. But mainly, Rev, very interested to see who winds up winning that starting job.
Yes.
And whoever does win it, do they keep it? That's the question.
Right. And you know what? And that's an excellent question, because I wanted to ask that, because when you think about it, they have two of the 2018 quarterbacks in that class that are now on the Carolina Panthers. Do you think they brought in Baker to have a quote unquote quarterback competition, or do you really think that it's his job to lose? What do you think about that?
I don't think it's anybody's job to lose. I look at Carolina. Yeah, the competition's great, but then again, if they were dying for competition, if they were dying for Baker Mayfield, you'd think maybe this deal would have happened sooner. Now, maybe they would have been bidding against themselves, which you don't want to do.
Right.
The demand for Baker Mayfield was clearly not there around the league. So, you know, props to Carolina for waiting and getting a hell of a deal. To me, this is, you know, for Carolina, like I said, you're in such a weird flux right now as far as your franchise is concerned. You're in a rebuild. I don't see Baker Mayfield or Sam Darnold, obviously, as a long-term solution. So you wonder what winds up being made of this. I don't. I really don't.
Okay.
I don't think Carolina I don't think Carolina brought in either of those guys to be the long-term solution. Now, of course, if Baker completely shocks the world and goes out and earns it, then, you know, there you go. You luck out and you get a guy, you get a first overall pick for, you know, a bag of popcorn,
right?
Which you couldn't ask for more. But it's going to be very tough for Baker or Sam Darnold to succeed at the highest level on a team like that. I mean, look at the team that Baker was on in Cleveland, and he could not ascend to the cream of the crop of the quarterbacks in this league. I mean, he was on a top three roster. You're going out to Carolina now, who's in the bottom 10. It's going to be very difficult to, I think, do what is going to be needed in this day and age to, you know, essentially prove to not only the fan bases, those watching, but of course franchises, that you are a franchise future guy. It looks like both of these guys are kind of being prepped to be bridge style quarterbacks who might be in and out starters, but then again, you just truly never know. He's getting another opportunity. It was looking like we didn't even know if he might, right? So there's that. But it all starts this offseason, and it's going to be very telling, I think, as to who they trot out on the field week one. And speaking of which, who do they play? The Cleveland Browns.
Man, look, you are all up in the Kool-Aid, man. All up in my mind. Brother.
It's crazy, man. I mean, just what we were talking last week, right? Like, like we were talking, like, of course, we've never been more excited in our life for a Bills season than this one. I mean, just the way it is. But outside of the Bills schedule, the entirety of the NFL schedule is absurd. And just to throw another cherry on top of that massive Sunday, we get this. And if it's if it's Baker out there, which you're just praying it is based on this matchup. And imagine this, man, right? Imagine this, Rev. Baker starts on a far lesser team than the Cleveland Browns. Baker wins. I can only imagine, because we know how Baker can get when he's been disrespected and he winds up getting a victory. We've seen it in college, grabbing his balls, putting the flag at midfield. We know what Baker can do when he gets his revenge. Mm-hmm. If he does get it, Rev, it's a sight to see. So that's another reason why I'm rooting for Baker, Rev.
Go. Oh, man, hold on. We got.
Oh, there goes that
Jeff
man.
Jeff King, that man.
There goes that man.
Go ahead and you do us an honor.
Jeff King, this guy, Jeff King, just a legend. I mean, what more can be said, Rev?
Absolute legend.
You want to take legend. This one?
You go ahead. Be my guest. Go
I
ahead.
Will. On behalf of Jeff King, he says, gentlemen, great to see you. Better to see you, Jeff King. I'll preface that right 100%. Off the bat. Much agreed on Oliver. I think Rousseau takes his game to a new level. Great point. That's another guy who I think, I think anybody, you can look at anybody, especially the young guys on this defense this year. I think everybody benefits from having Von Miller in the locker room. So that's a good point,
absolutely.
Jeff. Yeah. Absolutely. As far as Baker goes, Baker, my best advice to you is do a little dance, make a little love, and get down tonight. You got a job, my man. Go do your thing. Keep the mouth shut and just play. Hey,
yes, sir.
I got to tell you, not bad advice, and that'd be the advice I'd give him if I was his agent, if I'm the manager of the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah.
Hey, new opportunity, make the most of it. But, hey, Jeff King, appreciate you as always, man. You are
much love.
The goat among goats.
Much love, Jeff. Much
you
love.
You are the Tom Brady. And let me tell you what, it doesn't take much in our right? Right, Rev? It doesn't take much to surpass Tom Brady. But Tom Brady
no,
eyes,
no,
sure.
Man. He's Jeff is the man. He is no doubt. No, he is no doubt the man.
A living right, legend, so that's for sure.
The living legend. So now,
good man, points can, there, I, by I, the I way, really, Jeff. Yeah,
absolutely, man. And I can really talk about this situation, man, a whole lot more. But we got to keep the show moving. And
absolutely.
I love the points Jeff made, all the points you made about Baker Mayfield. I'm actually looking forward to him winning that job. If for anything else than to see him in week one stick it to the Cleveland Browns. That's it. Whatever else happens after that, that's it. But man,
well,
I'm
you got that
guy.
Right. You got Russell Wilson going back to Seattle.
Yeah.
Bills against the reigning champs. I mean, yes. Rev, can it get on, here man. Tomorrow? For
come,
God's
right.
sake!
Come on now, come on.
Can't wait.
I'm fiending for some live action.
Shoot it in my veins. For
dude,
God's
oh,
sake,
man. All day long. All right, so check this out.
Let's hit
I'm
it.
Not too sure if many people heard it or not, but Von Miller, there was an article. On around the NFL on today, I think it was today, by their digital content editor, Jeremy Bergman, and he tweeted a link to his article with the following headline: Von Miller was ready to join the Cowboys, but did not want to take that much less. And so we've been seeing and we've been hearing a lot about Von Miller. As he makes his rounds in the media and talking and whatnot. And we already know that as a matter of fact, at his press conference, when he first came along on the Bills, him talking about, how difficult it was for him to leave, the Rams. Right. But now you hear him talking about him wanting to actually go to the Cowboys. And, In this article, he goes on and says this. He says, he told the Cowboys that he was ready to come play for them and that he would have taken less to go to the Cowboys because it's Dallas, but he wouldn't have taken that much less. And so apparently the Cowboys were offering him like 5 years, $70 million offer, and he refused it, but he actually wanted to go to Dallas. That was his team. That's the place he wanted to go. Obviously, he's kind of from the area. I think he's from DeSoto, Texas, if I'm not sure. And so that's just outside of Dallas. But so we hear him talking glowingly about the Rams and how, he loved playing with the Rams. And then he talks about how he wanted to go with Dallas. My question now is Von Miller, is he all in with the Bills? I mean, what was his motive? Is his motive simply money? Or does he legitimately want to play for the Buffalo Bills? And is he all in? All in? Because he even said that he intends on playing out his entire contract with the Bills. But I just want to, just after listening to this stuff through the media, I'm curious as to just how committed he is to playing for Buffalo and not just merely playing for the check. What do you think?
Couple things on that. One, he's all in. To answer your question, he's all in. Here's how I look at it. You got a guy coming to the end of his career. There's two things you want to do, right? You want to go out with a bang. You want to make the most money you possibly can.
No doubt.
And obviously, you want to try to win another ring. Now, Dallas is a different situation. The reason I think he would have taken less in Dallas, he's going to make it back in ad revenue. Anybody who's on Dallas, especially a big name, you are going to get marketing dollars. That's why everybody wants to play for Dallas. It's America's team. I hate saying that, but it's the truth.
Yeah.
They have probably the biggest fan base because of that. You survey the majority of the league. Whether they're going to be honest or not, you got to hook them up to a lie detector test. But I would I would venture to say a vast majority of guys would not mind playing for Dallas at some point in their career, especially the situation that Von Miller's in, where this is more than likely, if not 100%, going to be his last team.
Right.
Two, I look at it and I look at the situation that the Bills offered him. And when that came about, it was a bit later on in the beginning of the offseason. We've talked about things had already been happening. We were wondering if Bean was going to do anything until he did everything, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think he was feeling it out. And at the time, going to Dallas, something he might have wanted to do always, right?
Mm-hmm.
Probably weighed on his mind. He's got one last team to go to. Like I said, one last team to go out on a bang with. And Dallas is that glitz glam team that, you know, draws attention. And I can see him wanting to do that. But to answer your question, to circle it back, all in with the Bills, how could he not be, right? For all those reasons I just said, you're ending your career, getting that money you are in search of, and getting by far one of the best chances to win another championship. To boot, you're doing it with a fan base that if you come out and perform and embrace this city, will love you forever, especially if you wind up coming and delivering what we are looking to get from Von Miller. There's so many factors here.
Right.
I also haven't heard a Bills player in a very long time, at least a reputable player, who has not loved playing for Buffalo. And I think we can tell recently that Von Miller, he seems, I mean, how could you not, if you're not all in with this team, Rev, you're not all in with any team. If you're not all in with the Bills right now, then who else would you be all in with?
Yeah, especially understanding that this is a legit Super Bowl contending
team. It doesn't get better.
Yeah.
So you got to think about it. If Von Miller's not all in with the Bills, then he's not all in on football.
Mm-hmm.
But just because he wanted to go to Dallas, I mean, let's look at it this way, right? You know, think about it just, you know, your career. And say you had a dream job or a dream gig, right? And you've done very well for yourself. You know your retirement's around the corner and you want to go end it out on the dream gig, right?
Yeah.
But a very similar opportunity that is better internally, right? The money's better. The situation's better. It comes about. You're going to take that opportunity and put this fantasy you had to the side because you realize, that would have been nice if it was like my only option. I don't know if Von Miller knew that the Bills were going to come to the table with
I don't think he had that in mind at all.
So to me, Rev, why not consider Dallas if that's something that he wanted to do?
Especially with it being close to home. Yeah, especially with it being close to home. So that made sense. I just wanted to throw that question out there.
Sure.
But he did, I guess, backdoor that comment. And he said that this place, speaking of the Bills, he said, this place chose me. So Miller told Pompey, and he said, Buffalo just chose me and has been trying to choose me all of these years. So, you know, there it is. I mean,
that could have been worded better, but I doubt it's meant the way I feel like it might come across, if that makes sense.
Uh-huh.
Because, the way you said that, I guess it could be interpreted in a different way. But at the end of the day, they did choose him. I mean, they did not mess around. They came to the table with a bag and a long contract for an older player.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's not wrong.
Right.
But like I said, Rev, I mean, if you're not in with the Bills, I'm sorry, but you're not in at all. So
and it's not like the Bills were just some rag poo, you know, team, bottom tier team in the league, just obviously throwing a whole bunch of money, you know.
Of course.
Adam.
Of course.
No.
And not for nothing, but like, I'm sorry. And I understand the elements of Dallas. I do, but in their current situation, I don't know, man. I would not want to end my career there.
Oh yeah,
I just wouldn't. But then, that's coming from somebody who's not very fond of Dallas. So So maybe I'm biased, but I just look at it. Me personally, if I can go get paid and be on the best team in the league,
yeah,
sign me up. Yeah, look who's coming in. Look who's coming in. You seeing this?
I'm seeing it.
Out on the beach somewhere, is he? My man Rico. Maybe he's at Arby's.
Toes in the sand.
Took the fam out for a treat, yeah. Maybe. Who knows?
Yeah, I think so.
What's he got to say, Rev?
Man, yo, damn, I forgot to add another zero to this super chat.
You forgot two zeros, man.
Yeah. You just go ahead and move that decimal over a little bit. You know, I don't know.
You got to link up with Jeff King, get a couple more zeros on there. Yeah.
He said, hope y'all don't mind if I jump in with y'all while the wife drives Von Miller is all in on the team and the money. Answer is both. I agree.
The way he said that without the period there, I thought they had Von Miller in the car. I thought Rico was hanging right now.
While the wife drives Von Miller, I was like, wait.
I was like, damn, I didn't know you had it like that, Rico.
Bring him on the show.
I was going to say, ask him himself if he's all in, if you got him in the car.
Yeah, I said, Rico, you know, come on, man. Anytime, buddy.
We miss you, Rico. All right, for God's sakes, get back. Get back in front of the computer, all right? Enough vacation, all right?
Right.
We're sick and tired of you taking time off. God knows.
God knows
you take too much time off.
Too much time, Rico. Come on, man.
What was he doing? 3 shows a week before he took a vacation? It's like, come on. That's not enough. That's not enough, Rico.
No, I need him 7 days a week.
He'll be back soon. We all miss Rico. Can't wait to get him back. And we're going to get the trio going and bang out the rest of this offseason.
We're about to knock it out the park. And I can't
good
wait
stuff.
For it, man. I can't wait for it.
So I
agree with you. I think it's a little bit of both what Rico said about Von Miller being all in on the team and the money. It's hard to turn down that kind of money. Hard to turn it down. And then you get a chance to play with the Bills, a Super Bowl contending team with the opportunity, like he had mentioned before, to be the first player, I think, in NFL history to have 3 Super Bowl rings with 3 different teams.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, that's going to be dope.
I mean, think about it, man. Who's ended their career better than Von Miller, really? I mean, he's really mapping it out to be one hell of an ending here.
Yes.
So, cool stuff.
And let's hope and pray, man, that
Buffalo
Bills can bring it home. There we go. Moving on, baby. Moving on.
Keep it running, baby.
Moving on. All right. So check this out. Now, I had seen an article earlier today that I wanted to kind of just touch on. And it was by CBS Sports HQ, Cody Benjamin. He tweeted this earlier today. And he went on and put something up there. It was like a graphic that I was like, yo, wow, really? Mm. Okay, I kind of like it. And
I know why you liked it.
Do you know?
I think I know why you liked it.
Go ahead. So throw the graphic up for me. And first of all, let me say something real quick. Let me say something real quick. We have got, go ahead, take the graphic off. Take the graphic off. Take the graphic. There we go. I've got to say something, man, Z-Bot. You know, maybe I'm feeling a little bit different tonight. And I think it has a lot to do with the man that we've got behind the scenes.
Shout him out, baby.
People don't know what's going on, but yo, this brother right here, he is my other brother from another mother. My man, Evan, I'm going to bring him on camera. Evan Harrington, you guys.
Hold on, let him put his shirt back on.
He's got it.
He's thigh dancing naked in the green room right now. We got him. He's good now.
Okay, wait. You good, Evan? You good?
He's practicing.
I've got to bring him on because, for your information, Evan Harrington is the brand new Buffalo Fanatics producer of all the shows, Rated Rev, Z-Bot, Smoke Break, this one right here, Rico Report, all of that. My man, Evan Harrington, coming in right here. I've got to give him some love. You guys in the chat, show my man Evan some love. Evan, what's
good? Give it up for Ev, man.
What's going on? We're back.
Ev grinding as always. Although you just missed a golden opportunity, you should have left. You should have left the screen blank, thigh danced in. But it's all right.
Oh,
get him.
That would have been a golden one.
Would have been amazing.
Yeah.
Although, hey, speaking of which, we made Thigh Doctors. I think we made his year last year when we. I mean, he was loving.
He loved it,
and for good reason. Because you know what? No one. Not only does Ev do a great job doing a variety of things for Buffalo Fanatics, but he is the Thigh Doctor's disciple. I mean, he is the chosen one.
Talk about
I'm the Thigh Doc. So it's
I'm like Anakin Skywalker.
You are, man. Like I said last week, the Padawan or whatever becomes the Jedi, and I think that's happening sooner than later.
Yeah,
we just got to get you a pair of tearaway pants. He's got to send you out a pair of those, and then you'll be good.
I will do it.
Yeah.
Oh, I would love
the camper,
to see that,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the camper is awesome.
Evan's actually in a camper in the RV lot at One Bills Drive. That's how stoked he is for the season. I'm going to join him.
Oh, I think.
Come mid-August. I might be ready.
Yeah, I'm honestly just going to bring my camper up. I'll bring my camper up. We'll do it.
Let's do it. And then we'll just have a thigh dancing party.
That's one thing I've never done. I'd love to do that. Spend the night at the stadium. And I know a ton of people do that.
I've done that once, but I was like way too young to like ever remember it or like do the crazy things I would do now. You know.
And that's what I was telling Rev earlier. I mean, he's got a golden opportunity for his first game how many people can do that? It's so cool.
Hey, first game, baby, we're going to do it all. So we're going nuts. To have the camper. I mean, if we get there a day early, let's just do it. Let's just hang out and have fun. You know what I'm saying? We might as well
spend the whole week in the lot. I mean, at that point.
Hey, people spend 3 or 4 days there. I know you can make a week out of it.
I'm down. You know, baby.
I can make a lifetime out of it, honestly.
I know you can.
You know what I mean?
I also just got me one of these Fanatics backgrounds. It's the first time I've been using it.
It's nice.
It's looking clean, baby.
It's nice, man.
You're like me with the green screen. It's a good choice because
I'm coming. I gotta get the green screen behind it though. So
I would do what you're doing, Rob, if I could keep it up. But you know how that goes.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I do know.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I do know. All right, Evan, get out of here, man.
You're the man.
You're the man, Evan. Appreciate you, brother.
All right, get that thing back up there because I love looking at it.
Yeah, there it is, right there. Look at that, man.
That top left column.
Every roster ranked in the National Football League, okay, according to Cody Benjamin, and look who he has up on the top of the list, guys. The top of the list.
This is not the only list I've seen. I mean, the majority have them at number one. It's insane. Everyone I've seen for the most part, really.
How does it feel, man? Like to finally have. I mean, come on now.
Oh, it's
like the Bills
insane.
Number one. I can't really disagree. I mean, obviously, right? I mean, you know, I'm going to be homer, but I'm trying to be objective. Like this is a good list, but it just looks good to see Buffalo up there at the top, man.
Looks great. The one thing that stood out to me on here that I was kind of puzzled at. I don't know how the hell he's got Philadelphia above Denver, and I don't really know why he has Baltimore above Denver either. But Philly ahead of Denver and the Raiders was odd to me, but
right.
I don't care. He was dead on at number one. So
absolutely dead on. Well, the Eagles, I guess he's looking at what they've done, you know, offensively. You know, Devontae Smith earlier last year, and then they come back around. They get AJ Brown. They got a good stable of backs.
Look where the Patriots are at, by the way.
Isn't that gorgeous?
How about 24. This? Right. So look at this, just for perspective, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at the AFC West. You have the Chiefs at 6,
uh-huh.
Raiders at 12, Broncos at 11, and the
Chargers at 2.
And the Chargers at 2, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you go to the AFC East, you got the Bills at 1. You got to go all the way down to 14.
14, yeah.
And then 20 and 24. Another thing that's popping out to me right now. Look who's ahead of the Patriots at number 20.
Oh, nice. Nice.
The New York Jets.
So,
and this further fuels my
say it. Hold prophecy. On. Let me get you. Hold on. Hold on a second. Hold on. I've got to get you to say it, and I got to get you. Yep. I got, you know, showing your face. Hold
Cody,
on. Cody.
Okay, let's do it. Yeah, Cody ahead. Benjamin of CBS Sports, like you just saw, he puts out his top 32 rosters in order. Mm-hmm. And I've been telling you since the beginning of the offseason, the New England Patriots are going to finish fourth place in the AFC East this year. They're not going to come close to a playoff spot. And if you look at the roster ranking that Cody Benjamin had, now obviously grain of salt, but I'm just saying here, I'm not the only one with this thought process. He's got the Jets 4 spots higher at 20. He's got New England at 24, mm-hmm. the bottom fourth of the league. And for good reason, it's the truth. They're not a good football team in 2022.
Right.
And, you know, I'm ballsy as hell on the fourth place. But I mean, would put my life on the no playoffs. Right?
I don't think you're off. I don't think you're off. And neither does Cody. This is what he said about the Patriots. He said this. He said Bill Belichick's oversight. Okay, his oversight may well guarantee this roster always exceeds expectations, and no doubt quarterback Mac Jones has flashed the accuracy to stay competitive for the long haul. The defense is stingy more often than not, too, and Matt Judon is an underrated force off the edge, but. And here's the big but. The weapons aren't necessarily scary.
They're non-existent.
With Jacoby Myers, Devontae Parker, and Kendrick Bourne, all arguably best suited for number two and number three roles. And the secondary is increasingly dependent on aging veterans. No one would be surprised if Bill gets another playoff bid from this bunch. But no one's really anticipating a deep run either.
Well, what he's also saying there between the tea leaves, too, is that if they didn't have Bill Belichick as their coach this year, they could be even lower on that list. Just goes to show you how truly inept that roster really is. So,
yeah,
interesting that stuff. But all I care about is that number one spot, Rev. And you know, the boys got it. Got it down. Again,
man. Look
love
that.
That.
Look at that. Look at that. That looks gorgeous. And look, stuff, baby. And I like number two. I like the Chargers. Yeah. I think absolutely. That's a surprising team. And I like how they have them number one in their division. And we know that division is ridiculous right now. But the Chargers with. Come on, Justin Herbert. And I love Justin Herbert, man.
And I share that same thought process. Man.
You got Keenan Allen and Mike Williams, and then you of course you got Eckler in the backfield, and then the defense with Khalil Mack, and they've got talent. But number one, top to bottom, from number one to 53, the Bills have the best roster, and I would say the deepest roster. Also, I love it. Absolutely love it. You guys, let me know what you feel like in the chat. How do you feel about seeing the Buffalo Bills ranked number one?
Does that get your blood pumping,
League, man?
Does that get you steamy, baby? I know it does for me. I'm sweating over here, Rav, just thinking about it. Baby.
There we go.
But what is that roster going to do during this schedule? And that's what we're about to determine, aren't we, Rav? We are about to figure it out.
We are about to get in it, and we're going to get neck deep in it. But what we're going to do right now is we're going to take a break. We're going to take a quick break. This is halftime of the Rated Rev, aka Smoke Break, aka Rev and Bot Show. And we are going to come right back in 60 seconds. So don't go nowhere. Go refill your beverage. Go take a potty break. Do whatever you have to do. And guess what? We will be right back. Look at that.
That was quick.
That was quick.
What happened?
That was quick. I don't know what happened. I guess it just like cut off.
You know what? YouTube said you guys can't go anywhere. You guys are too damn good. Get your ass back behind the mic.
I guess so, man. I guess that's what they said.
The hell?
And it just kind of like threw all kinds of stuff off out of whack. So listen.
YouTube, I know you can't get enough of us. The revenue we're bringing you is just out of control.
No doubt. No doubt.
But we got to pay the bills. In order to do that, we got to talk about our new friends over at Dynasty League. And Rev and I, we're big fans, as I know you guys will be once you download the app. They are revolutionizing the way that you play fantasy football, and they are a new sponsor of ours here at Buffalo Fanatics. Here's a little word from our friends over at Dynasty Owner, who you should definitely check out because, like I said, they are taking fantasy football to a whole other level.
You've never experienced fantasy football quite like this. Unlike the other fantasy football platforms, Dynasty Owner uses real NFL salaries and salary cap, bench scoring, clutch scoring systems, and a variety of other options to make Dynasty Owner unlike any other fantasy football experience you've ever had. Do you have what it takes to be the best Dynasty Owner in the league? Download the Dynasty Owner app on the App Store or Google Play today to find out.
The better question is, who in the league, Dynasty Owner, which dynasty has the best chance of knocking off the Bills this year? Well, Rev, we are about to find out. We're going to go through this full schedule, and we're going to rank from 17 all the way to 1 in order what we Let's think is going to be the toughest task for our Buffalo Bills this coming season. Like I mentioned at the top of the show here, I think this might be a bit tougher than we think, just because, you know, I think at certain points of the season, it's very top heavy and it's very bottom out. So it could be tough to decide who we think is the worst. Also could be tough to see who we think is the best as well.
Yeah. I'm definitely excited about it. I'm stoked. I looked at it earlier today and I'm like, this, you know, it could be pretty easy, but then like, I'm looking and I'm like, dang, wait a minute.
Yeah, I know.
It's definitely gonna be tough. So
let's get into it.
Yeah. Let's dive on in. Let's dive in. So, pull up, hold on a second. Cause I think we have it. There it is. Booyah.
Now hold on a minute. How do we do it? So it's where it's not covering us. That's what I don't like about the image situation on StreamYard. It's like the only thing I'm not a fan of. So you know, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to pull it up on a web link because God knows everybody here wants to look at my face a little bit more. You know what I mean? I mean, nobody can get enough of that.
Look at that right there, baby.
Exactly, baby. Look at that. Smelling the mic, the whole deal. You can't miss it.
Is that a new hat? Is that a new hat too?
It is newer. I mean, the thing is, I wear these hats to the point of almost evaporation. Uh-huh. So I got to rotate them every now and then or else, you know.
Oh, you sweat them out?
Well, I just wear the living hell out of them. And it gets to the point where it's like they start to decay. So yeah. I got to switch it up every now and then. But, all right. Got it up. And now you can look at our beautiful faces and that beautiful schedule as we go through. And
that is gorgeous.
So love it.
That is gorgeous.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to keep a tab. I'm going to write this down.
Okay, do that.
Because God knows, Rev, we will forget. We will forget the order.
I know I will. So yeah. So this is what we got. This is what we're gonna do. And you guys in the chat, I want you all to follow along with us, okay? Because we're going through the entire Bills 2022 schedule, but we are going to rank the Bills opponents from easiest to toughest. And so looking at all of these opponents that we're facing, we're gonna try to rank them from the easiest to toughest. And I'm telling you right now, it's not going to be as easy as you think it is.
All right. So we're going to start, obviously, at the easiest and work our way up to the toughest. Is that cool with you? Does that sound good?
Yeah. That's fine with me.
All right. I'm typing this out on the computer.
I'm going to pull it up over to you. I'm going to take a look at it. Go ahead.
All right. So when we're all said and done here, we can show it when we're done. All right. So let's get into the meat and potatoes here. Here is that gorgeous schedule. Good God, I cannot wait.
no, right?
Just cannot wait. So let's take a look here, Rab. Before we do, let's read them all out so we get the teams in our head, right?
Right.
Rams, Titans, Dolphins, Ravens, Steelers, Chiefs, Packers, Jets, Vikings, Browns, Lions, Patriots, Jets, Dolphins, Bears, Bengals, Patriots. So I'm glad we read that off because the one that when I said it, it just clicked. This to me is the easiest game. The Detroit Lions on Thanksgiving. Your thoughts, Rev?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's really not a whole lot to say about that. I mean, that roster is...
I mean, is going to be... There is no turkey on earth that is going to get gobbled up the way that the Detroit Lions are going to get gobbled up on
the
Thanksgiving.
Lions are going to get obliterated.
It's going to be great. I mean, I can't think of a better way than I just stuffed my gut with, like, God knows what all day. They're all mourning or whatever. And then I get to get that 12:30 lay back on the couch, melt into it as I watch Josh Allen put on the theatrics that we know he can do, especially on the holiday, because we've seen that plenty of times.
Oh yeah. No doubt. And he's going to, okay. I'm guessing. And what week is that? Let me see here. What week is that? So that is okay.
So that's right there. Week 12.
Okay. Week 12. All right. I'm guessing starter's going to sit third quarter. I think it can get out of hand really quickly. And
Rev, I think we're lucky if the starters even make their way out after the coin toss, the way I look at that game.
Oh, man.
I think you might as well give Bitcoin Barkley a couple reps, let him have some fun out there. What do you think? I don't know.
Well, Case Keenum, we got to get him out there too.
Case Keenum, sure. Uh-huh. Why the hell not? I don't care.
All right.
Cool with me, man. All right. Down. So that's the easiest.
Easiest, yeah. Lions.
Federal consensus. All right. Love that. Nice and easy off the bat. Okay. Now I think this is where we're going to get a little, it's going to get a little tough. Uh-oh.
Oh, shoot.
Ruh-roh, we got company. We got company in the green room.
Oh, he got to flip his camera around.
Yep, he's with Von Miller.
Can you guys hear me?
There he is.
Yeah, we got you.
Can you guys
hear
me?
This man.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, what up? Hold on, let me flip my camera a little bit.
What's up?
Bango.
There he goes.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What's happening,
look
fellas?
Look at the man.
What's up,
What's
brother?
What's happening, Rico? What's going on, baby?
So, I just had to come in because I got the baby crying in the background, so I'm not going to stay too long. But I heard my man Bot say the Lions is the easiest. Interesting. I think I might have to challenge you on that. Because I think the Bears might be the easiest on the schedule. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's funny you say that because one, crossed my mind. Two, another holiday type game. That's Christmas Eve. Yeah. So we're looking at two holidays where we are just going to be like this. We are going to be stoked. I have to agree with you. That's right up there. I just look at the Lions, man. I'd rather play against Jared Goff than Justin Fields, in my opinion.
Right. That's what I'm leaning to also. Now, granted, they have some weapons on offense, right? But it's just a matter of Jared Goff, and he's a statuesque quarterback, and that just plays right into our type of defense.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, Justin Fields, he can move around a little bit, and so that might pose a different challenge, if you will, which is not really a challenge to us. And I'm glad you brought the Bears up because I was going to mention them next on the list.
And I think I'm in agreement. So Rico comes in and does the work for us, which I love. Because Week 16, Bears. Second easiest.
Absolutely.
Just like that. Hey, I know the baby's crying because she's listening to my, or your baby's listening to my voice. I know that for a fact. So you can turn me off.
He's actually.
I do not want him crying because of
the minute he heard your voice, he kind of soothed himself a little bit. He said, wait a minute. I can smell and hear skull flavor
gummies.
And he's just.
I am essentially the Coco Melon equivalent. Okay.
Guys,
I am the Bills Coco
I gotta
Melon.
Tell you guys something, man. Yeah. The wife, we've lived here for 16 years, and we're visiting back, and she all of a sudden forgot where she is, asking me for directions. We've been here 16 years. But anyway, fellas, I don't want to ruin the show. I got the baby crying in the background. I just had to say what's up. You guys look fantastic on screen. Shout out to my guy, Evan, doing big things as a producer. Salute to the chat. I just want to say what's up. You guys keep on the good work. I'll catch you on the flip side.
Get home safe, baby. Enjoy the rest of it.
Be safe.
You got it.
See you, brother. We miss you. All right. Love that. Nothing I like more than getting a little work done for me, especially when it's by the hands of our man, Rico. So I love that.
No doubt.
Bears at the second easiest. You cool with that, Rev? We good?
I'm definitely cool with that.
All right. Now I think it's going to get, you know, I think it was a little easier to do that than I thought at the top, as far as easiest games is concerned. I think those two are definitely the ones the majority of people would circle.
I mean, you can toss them up, flip them. It doesn't matter. Those two definitely,
I agree.
Yeah, the easiest. Here we go.
Jets?
It's getting tougher. Man, hold on a second.
I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, but you think the Patriots are worse than the Jets. Why not put the Pats in there?
That's where I'm going.
Man, I can't believe the world we're living in.
That's where I'm going because, I mean, we've had the Patriots number for 2 years in a row, right? I mean, we just destroyed them. But when you look at the Jets, though, the Jets have talent on defense and on offense. They just got to put it together, but they've been accumulating picks and adding some great talent. Whereas the Patriots, and you said it yourself, the Patriots have done absolutely nothing this offseason to improve themselves other than the fact that they've been riding the coattails of Bill Belichick for I don't know how long without nothing to prove. They haven't shown me the baby in 2 years. So I think that the Patriots, to me, would be the third easiest team on our schedule.
What are we doing, Jeff King?
I don't know, man.
Jeff King.
I don't know, baby. Come on,
relax.
Man.
Relax.
Jeff.
Would you relax?
Okay. It's okay, man.
This guy, man. God almighty, Jeff King. What? You're putting me in a spot where, because I don't know what to say.
It's hard.
Damn it.
It's hard.
This guy, man.
Jeff is a legend, okay? He's a legend. He's a king. We love him. We absolutely love him. He's been a fan of the Fanatics for so long, and Jeff, man, we can't say enough about
you. Can't
you.
Say anything. I think we should just sit here in silence. You know what? Hold on, time out. A moment of silence, right?
Yeah, you guys read it. Here you go.
For Jeff King. I love it. I love it. Oh God, Jeff, thanks, man. Now, what does Jeff have to say this time around? Because he was very insightful the first time. Jeff is hitting us with a super chat, obviously, for the podcast listeners, right? If you couldn't tell, because he's a legend, and it was, like I said, lost for words every time. Well, now, Jeff says, well, now, this is a must. Have paid much more for Earth, Wind, and Fire tickets. And I'll tell you what, I'd pay a good buck to go see Earth, Wind, and Fire.
No doubt.
Gentlemen, whack it up between you. Rico and Jenna, safe travels. Bot and Rev, my best to you and yours. God bless. I mean, I feel blessed, Rev. I feel blessed.
No doubt.
Now, I wish I wish Jeff would have said, God bless those Patriots, because they're going to need a blessing or two. Especially where we have them ranked on this power ranking.
Yeah, they're definitely going to need some help. I really think that they're going to be poo-poo this year, man. I think so. But now
I can't believe I'm just typing in New England Patriots.
Big Baller Bean comes in. Big Baller Bean comes in, and he says something interesting though, that may, you know, and maybe it may give you room to kind of just like question it a little bit, because I'm thinking about it some more also, and especially in lieu of the news. What do you think about this? He says, I'd say the Browns.
I got to tell you, even with Jacoby Brissett, the Browns still have a great roster. And you want to know what they have that the Bills is the Bills' kryptonite? It's a hell of a run game. They have a hell of a run game.
Yes.
And I would much rather face Mac Jones in a run game that has not proved to be anything special against Buffalo than what I would argue to be the best running back tandem in the league and out in Cleveland. So that to me is why I understand the point there, Baller Bean, because that is a good point, especially regarding the circumstances. Although we can't be so sure at this moment in time. What I'm hearing through the rumor mill,
you hearing that too, Rev?
Yeah,
absolutely.
I'm not entirely sure if it's going to be a full year like I was dead set on. I don't know what the hell is going on over there, but if it's not, you better believe Deshaun Watson will be on that field by then.
Absolutely. And I think even Evan had mentioned it earlier to me today that, you know, there's been pushback against the year suspension. So it could be shorter than we think. I don't know, but there's a lot of question marks in Cleveland. I don't get it either.
I guess there's a reason I'm not making the decision. I don't know, man. Yeah. I don't know. I don't understand.
But yeah, I have absolutely no idea. So are we wrong? We're sticking with
I'm down for that. Even if Deshaun Watson's not playing, I'm still fine with that.
Yeah.
Right now.
Okay. So the Browns. So let's just go. Who do we have right now? So we got
In order.
Go ahead.
We have the Lions at the easiest, Bears at the second easiest, and then the Patriots at the third easiest times two, because obviously we play them twice. So we're moving on to the fourth slot now. Now it would be the fourth easiest. And I will put this up on the screen when we're done so that we can make it clear. But that's where we're at right now. Okay, so let's take a look here, Rev.
All right. I think now we can I think the Jets came into the conversation now.
I think I would agree with you. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, once again, it just comes back to the point earlier where you look at this division and the discrepancy between the Bills and everybody else, and that's where you kind of have to fill that in.
Yeah. And then since you mentioned the division, you might as well go ahead and throw the Dolphins above them. That's what I'm thinking. Do you think anybody's
I mean, you know how I feel. I'm good with that. I figured you might have a different sentiment, perhaps. It's weird with Miami, man. There's nobody in the middle on them. They either think that they're going to come in and be a real pain in the Bills' ass, or you're like me, where I'm sorry, if Tua's taking the snaps, I don't buy it. So I haven't really heard anybody say, no, I don't know. It's either one side or the other.
I mean, I think they're going to be better than last year. I think they're going to be competitive.
They're definitely going to be better than last year.
It's just when we look at the rest of the schedule, right? When we rank it against the rest of the schedule, I don't see them being tougher than anybody else that we're about to face.
Listen, man, to me, you want to know what I think about the first thing I think of when I look at each one of these games? I think of the quarterback. What's my situation that I'm playing against? Yeah. And then the second thing I think about is usually either the run game or the defense. But the first thing that comes to mind, and I think that this goes for any time you think about a team, you think of the quarterback. If I say a team out loud, the first thing you're going to think of is the quarterback, usually.
Who's the quarterback? Yeah, who's
if
the quarterback?
If you don't think about him, what does that tell you? That you're not very high on that team. Or if the first thing you think about is how, you know, the questions you have surrounding that quarterback, same answer, right?
Right.
Now I'm seeing Steelers pop up in here.
Yeah.
And I think that's a fair one.
Absolutely.
But I'll give this is where I make my argument. Mm-hmm. I tip my cap to Mike Tomlin in the comparison to the first year coach in Miami. I think Mitch Trubisky makes this team better.
Yeah.
I think he makes this team better than last year, and they beat the Bills last year in a slugfest.
With Ben Roethlisberger.
And they did so, exactly. And they did so via their defense who is still one of the best in the league. Now, I know Miami's defense, it's up there. It's no joke. Am I nuts to say that I'd rather play Tua Tagovailoa than Mitch Trubisky? I don't know. Am I nuts?
We've seen Tua, right? We look at, oh dang, he's got Tyreek Hill. Okay, Jalen Waddle. I get it. Those are very good, talented wide receivers. But at the end of the day, it's still Tua. It's still the quarterback. Yeah. It's still about who is throwing you the ball.
And every time they've played Pittsburgh, it's been somewhat of a good game. Here's another thing you got to add to the list here if we're going to compare.
Yeah.
Josh Allen owns the Dolphins. It doesn't matter.
He's owned them forever.
I don't know what it is, who they put out there. And you can't say this, of course, because nothing will ever compare to Brady against the Bills. But when I see the Bills against the Dolphins, the first thing that I think about when it comes to the Bills is Josh Allen's dominance and how some of his best performances have come against Miami. Some of their biggest blowouts have come against Miami. Yeah,
absolutely.
I'm in agreement with you, Rev. Let's go with Miami. And what's crazy here is we just put three division rivals back to back to back towards the top of the easier end of the schedule. Crazy stuff.
Mikhail says that Tua is better than Mitch right now. He's not that bad. I don't know.
I don't see it.
He didn't look very good last year to us. I mean, you know,
I don't see it.
I don't see it.
I mean, I think you're probably splitting hairs. I mean, I wouldn't get into a night long argument over it. I look at Tua. I mean, I would be flat out mouth open on the floor stunned if Tua led the Dolphins to a win. If the Dolphins win, if the Dolphins beat the Bills,
it's not going to be on the back of Tua. Thank you.
If it is, then I will eat my words willingly. I have no problem admitting I'm wrong, but I would love to see it happen first before I even come close to thinking it's possible. Because every time I've seen him step out on that field against the Bills, it's been some of the worst football I've ever seen.
Absolutely. So if the Steelers win, I don't think it's going to be on the arm of Mitch Trubisky either.
It doesn't need to be with them.
No, it's that defense. And so I think that's what gives them the edge. I mean, you know, when you look at the rosters, I mean, that defense, and we've faced them, you know, and they are a very good defensive football team. And so that's what gives me a reason to put them ahead of the Dolphins.
But I think the arguments for Pittsburgh were fair. And I think since we had that so close, I think the ultimate resolution here, we put Pittsburgh next. What do you think? All right.
Yeah,
I like that.
When I'm looking at the rest of the schedule, I'm in agreement right there.
Because those arguments are fair. And I think if you were to compare Pittsburgh and Miami, I think that they're closer than people think. Mm-hmm. I think that quarterback situation is closer than people think. But I understand people being on one side or the other for sure.
Yeah,
so,
and Pittsburgh's already beaten us, but the Dolphins have not done so yet.
Now, we're moving into the seventh easiest spot here, Rev, and I got to tell you, the one team that's jumping out to me, it's the Tennessee Titans. I don't know why, but I think the Vikings are better than Tennessee.
Okay, see, to me, it was going to be between the Titans and the Vikings.
But you're right, because Tennessee has had – I mean, they always give Buffalo trouble.
They always give us fits, right? They always give us fits. It's Henry. It's that run game. I'm not afraid of Ryan Tannehill, especially now that he no longer has A.J. Brown. Okay, so he doesn't have that, but they added Robert Woods, and so that's going to be –
which I think was – like we've talked about, that is a crazy under-the-radar acquisition.
Yes, an incredible addition. And so do they still have Julio Jones, which I'm not too sure if they do or not.
That's a great question.
I don't know either, but, I'm not afraid of them. But it's that Derrick Henry factor and the fact that we still have not beaten them in 2 years. It's been 2 years. And that so that's what kind of gives me reason for pause, like, dang, you know, until I see it happen. But AJ Brown leaving is a huge loss. I'm not too sure if AJ Brown leaving and then getting Robert Woods is a wash. I don't know.
Man, I like the points coming in here from Wario, though, tough, because man. He is saying the D-line is much better. Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. Although I have to have the same thought process that I do when I'm saying, like, I'll believe it when I see it. I am going to have to wait, you know, until I see this defensive line show me the mm-hmm. run game is not going to be a problem. Because right now, of course, it wasn't. Obviously, the way things were addressed, it shouldn't be. Let me see it first, especially against the best back in the league. That's going to be a great you know, challenge, of course.
Okay, so let me say this. I'm going to put the Vikings ahead of the Titans.
Okay. So you think the Vikings are a bit worse. Let me hear why. Yeah.
The reason being is because I'm not afraid of Kirk Cousins, though he's a very good quarterback. But this is the main reason here. It's because of when we're playing them in the schedule. We don't play the Vikings until week 10, but we play the Titans week 2
on Monday night.
Exactly. You said, Rev, what are you talking about? What point is that? What are you trying to make?
Mm-hmm.
No Tre'Davious White. Likely no Trey White.
You know what? I didn't even think about the fact. I think undoubtedly the primetime slot over a 1 o'clock adds more tension to the game.
Yes.
Right there, you got me sold on it. 100%. Didn't even factor that in. I completely agree.
Yeah. Week 2, we're not going to have Trey White. And so, I mean, how is Dane Jackson, or how will Dane Jackson and Kyer Elam hold up, you know, to Tennessee? And, of course, Robert Woods is a very good wide receiver. I think they still have Julio Jones. I'm not too sure. But it's week 2 in the league, in the NFL season. And the rookie.
And they're coming off a tough game.
Tough game against the Rams. That may be more difficult for them. And so that's the only reason why I would lean more towards the Vikings, because I think that week 10, surely Trey would be back by then.
All right. I think you made some great points there, and I am now in agreement with you, especially at the fact that, you know, you are coming off your toughest game of the year, in my opinion, or at least one of them. And then it is the home opener. It is under the lights. It is against a team you've had your struggles with, the best running back in the league. But mm-hmm. I do think that the Vikings are – I think we talked about this when we first looked at the schedule. I told you this. They were the team that stood out to me as the one that could get the Bills where people wouldn't think, you know, that would be a game where they could go down. That was what I saw that had me feeling that. So we're going to put the Vikings after Tennessee then? Agreed?
Okay. Yeah, I'm agreed. Okay. So Julio is a free agent. Okay, so
– or no, excuse me. We did Vikings first and then
– Vikings first and then the Titans.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Now as I'm looking, Rev – I'm looking at the Baltimore. I'm looking at the Baltimore Ravens.
Okay, so now you're looking at the Ravens.
You're looking at the Browns, aren't you?
Have we not listed the Browns yet?
No.
Really?
Okay. To me, the Browns situation is so contingent on
Deshaun Watson.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, but even
who are you thinking right now? I want to hear your thoughts.
All right. So even with Deshaun Watson, we haven't seen him in 2 years. But he has weapons though. So yeah, I would probably put them. Dang. The team I'm actually thinking about, believe it or not, is Green Bay.
I don't hate it.
Because I'm like,
I don't hate it.
Yeah. We've got Aaron Rodgers, right? Future Hall of Famer. We know it. All right. But who is he throwing the ball to?
A bunch of no name young dudes. It's going to be rough in Green Bay. I keep seeing them being ranked top 5 in the power rankings, top 5 roster. I don't know where people are getting that from. I don't see it with Green Bay this year. I don't. No. I truly don't. Especially, you know, based on, I think it's a lot of recency bias, Rev. I think what they've done recently is baked in. I just don't see it. I think that they declined.
Yeah, I see a decline for them too. It's been easy for Rodgers when he's had Devontae Adams, right?
Yeah.
I mean, come on now, one of the best wide receivers in the game. But now he doesn't have any, and he doesn't have his number 2 wide receiver in MVS. So they're both out the window. So
what
do
you think about Baltimore though, and what do you think about them makes them a tougher game for Buffalo? Because I've told you, you know, I love how the Bills play Baltimore defensively. Mm-hmm. And then again, what version of Baltimore are we going to get? Because we saw a decimated version last year.
Yeah, so well, decimated due to injury.
The jury's out on what will – exactly, I know. It's just it's going to be interesting to see the bounce back. It's going to be interesting to see what Lamar brings to the table during a year, an offseason that has been questionable in regard to his status.
I think it's recency bias with the Ravens also. I think a lot of people have kind of written them off because of so many injuries, and they just kind of fell off the map last year, which was a fluke season for them. But Lamar Jackson is still a very dangerous quarterback. Yep.
And a great defense.
Granted, we've beaten them in the playoffs, but it took an A game, an A plus game by the Bills defense, and a Teron Johnson pick six turned the tide in that game. Don't sleep on the Ravens, and they've only gotten better. Granted, on offense, you know there's still some things that are to be determined from the wide receiver position, but make no mistake about it, they're going to run that ball. And until the Bills can prove to stop the run, that's going to be a tough out. And they revamped their O-line. O-line has gotten stronger. But you look at the defense and you look at what they've added in the draft. Again, the Ravens, they just know how to draft. Kyle Hamilton.
Agreed.
Safety from Notre Dame, right? First-round pick. Tyler Linderbaum, the center from Iowa. David Ojabo, outside linebacker from Michigan, who they got in the round two because of a torn Achilles. Travis Jones, a defensive tackle. Jalen Armour-Davis, Daniil Faele, I think I'm pronouncing his name right, offensive tackle. Big old 6'8", 384-pound guy. They are just loading up. I think the Ravens are going to be tougher than people think, and they give them credit for it. That defense is going to be stout, and their offensive line is going to be stout. They're running. They're going to pound the rock. They're going to be a tough game, a tough out for the Bills. I'm not sleeping on them. I think they're going to be tougher than we think they are.
Love it. Let's put Green Bay there. I think Green Bay is great points. And I am in agreement with you. I think the Packers are overrated coming into this season. And I think under the lights, the first Sunday night game in Buffalo in about two decades, I like the situation the Bills are in there. So we're going to put Green Bay there. All right. So now I think it does come down to Baltimore, but I also look at Cleveland here, especially based on the rest of the games.
Yeah.
That are on the docket. I think that the Ravens and the Browns are lesser than the Chiefs, the Bengals, and the Rams.
This is where I would. I agree. This is where I would put the Browns.
Okay.
I think that's a good slot for them because I mean they still have weapons. Amari Cooper they got right. Donovan Peoples Jones. They have a two-headed monster in the backfield. They've got a defense, right? Very good secondary. They've got Miles.
But you're thinking them easier than Baltimore.
Yes, for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for me.
This is like splitting hairs to me because to me, two teams with good defenses and good run game, and that is a tough. I mean, this is a coin flip to me, really. Yeah.
And then the quarterback, though. I mean, I pick Lamar Jackson. I mean, but over whoever you think. I mean, because
and Baltimore's on the road.
Baltimore is on the road. Cleveland, when do we play them? Week 11, in Buffalo. So by then, I mean, maybe we see Deshaun Watson. I don't know. But a two-year Deshaun Watson with 2 years off versus a Lamar Jackson coming off of an injury with what – I mean, I don't know. It's
Yeah, and I mean, you're also facing Baltimore in that tough part of the year too, right?
Very tough.
Where you really only have one game that stands out to you as an easier game, I guess, in Miami, right? But that right before the bye, it's all tough. I agree. Cleveland, because the more I look at it, Baltimore is in a tougher spot of the schedule. It's on the road. And
don't think that they're not thinking about that playoff game.
You're right. Exactly. That's baked in. I mean, there's a rivalry of sorts there. Every time they play, it's smash mouth ball. I agree. No. Let's do Cleveland. And then we're agreeing Baltimore is next then.
Yeah, that's what I would think.
Okay. That is what I have down here then. Perfect. At those two games are, I mean, you know, they're sneaky. They're like sneaky similar in a way, in my opinion.
Yeah, but Bills are going to have to play that smash mouth game, you know.
And they're built for it this year. That's what I'm interested to see. Can they do that? Right.
The D-line, you know,
can they get down in the trenches and win a game like that?
Right. Across the defensive line. That's exactly what I'm thinking about.
All right, Rev. Now we're getting down to the real, you know, showdowns of the schedule. So what we have left, week one against the LA Rams, the reigning champs. Mm. Week 6, 4:25 CBS game of the week on the road against the team that we lose to in arguably one of the greatest games in NFL history, the Kansas City Chiefs. And then who I think this game has potential to be one of the funnest games ever.
Yeah.
Bills Bengals Monday Night Football in Cincy.
Man,
this is tough for me, Rev.
This is where it gets difficult, man.
Let me tell you where my head's at.
Yeah, go ahead.
Unless you wanted to say something first.
No, you go ahead. I'm still debating. I can't call it right now. It's kind of hard.
I got the Kansas City Chiefs here.
Okay. I'm interested to know your thoughts. Is it because of Tyreek Hill being gone?
That's a thing. That's definitely a thing, because Tyreek Hill has been a pain in our ass.
Yes.
A pain in our ass, as he is to everybody. But he has dagged us, and so is Travis Kelce. But like I've said, I don't think the Chiefs fall off much at all without him. Yeah. But I think in a game where you have two very similar high-flying offenses, because think about it, every piece matters. And that one piece in Tyreek Hill, if that's missing in the divisional game, the Bills are on to the AFC Championship. So you have to wonder,
without question,
if it comes down to a similar game, exactly, Rev, right? If it comes down to a similar game, which I think most anticipate, the Chiefs without that piece, the Bills with added pieces, does that make the difference? Because I look at Cincy's offense right now, and I think weapon-wise, this is tough. Obviously, I think we're on the same wavelength right now. It comes down to Kansas City and Baltimore, right? Or in Cincinnati, right?
Yeah.
The other thing, too, Rev, to keep in mind, Bengals beat the Chiefs both times last year.
They did. But it was their defensive scheme. They were willing to do some things that are different. If I'm not mistaken, and correct me if I'm wrong, in that playoff game, and you know, when they came back and they shut the Chiefs out, I think in the second half, their defense switched. They started. I think they dropped. I think they rushed three guys.
I don't know how.
And they dropped everybody back into coverage.
The Chiefs laid an egg compared to what they did against Buffalo the week before. That game blew my
mind. Yeah, I think that was a tough game. I think, you know, they came out of that game. That was hard. You know, I mean, coming out of that kind of a bang and banging, you know, game going against the Bengals. That would have been a tough match.
Hold on.
Anyway,
I'm thinking about this. So there's two things to factor in here that could add to the difficulty level.
Okay.
The Bengals game is week 17. How big are the playoff implications in that game?
Yes.
The Chiefs are the week before the bye.
Right. And then the Rams is game one.
I think we've all agreed Rams are the toughest game. Is that right? Or do you have a different thought process?
I don't know, because all right, so let's look at the Rams. Okay. Let's look at the Rams. Let's see if we can pull up the roster. We know Aaron Donald. Okay. We get that. We get the defense. It's gonna be very difficult. Very difficult. Offense though, they lost Robert Woods. They still have Cooper Kupp. Who is the other receiver on that field? I'm trying to think of his name because OBJ. I don't think OBJ is not going to be. I don't think he's going to be ready.
I don't know what the story is. Are you thinking of Van Jefferson, Allen Robinson, right?
Allen Robinson. How did I forget about Allen Robinson? Okay. Yeah. Oh dang. Okay. I'm gonna pause, and I'm gonna put the Rams ahead of whoever we're going to select right now, just because it's week one. And again, it's the Trey White factor. Cooper Kupp, Allen Robinson right
now. And we know Stafford, he can sling that thing.
He can sling it against Dane Jackson, and the rookie Kyra Elam is going to be a tough task.
Another thing I want to factor into that, Rev, as far as difficulty is concerned, I mean, that's not only the first game of the season for the Bills, that's the first game of the year, and we're talking probably the biggest rating of the entire season in a regular season game. A lot of pressure.
Oh, yeah.
We've talked about this.
Tons of pressure.
You know, the pressure's on Buffalo with all the expectations. It's there whether they want to admit it or not. I mean, it's there. It's It's a huge game. It's a massive game.
Well, because everybody knew that last year, had the Bills went ahead and handled business like they should have handled business against the Chiefs, it likely would have been Bills-Rams in the Super Bowl. That would have been the matchup that everybody was waiting to see. And I think the Bills would have won the way they were playing last year with that momentum. So now we get a chance to actually see the game that everybody wanted to see. Week one is going to be tough. Buffalo has to come out on fire. They cannot poo-poo the bed.
That
like
to me is why
year.
It's the toughest game, because that it's a mental task. Yes. You got a lot to come out and deliver on.
Oh my gosh. And with a lot of newness on the team. Offensive coordinator, Ken Dorsey, Aaron Comer.
Also, and coming off the most devastating loss you could have imagined.
Yes. How are you going to respond?
That's the last time you were on the field.
How are you going to respond to that type of pressure that everybody's looking to see that team against the defending Super Bowl champs in LA? That's a tough game. So let's just go ahead right now and pencil the Rams number one.
Okay.
Okay. I'm down to pencil that. 2 and 3. Is where it gets kind of
both. They're both once again. It's kind of like Ravens Browns to me, where I look at these two games very similar. Yeah. I'm so bad at saying that word. Very similarly.
It's a tongue twister.
I know.
All right. So the Chiefs are what? The Chiefs are 3, right? We agree with that, right?
Well, I thought you were still deciding on what you wanted to pencil in there. We haven't decided on that yet.
We haven't. Okay, so we got.
Who unless you have. I thought was going to put the way. Here's how I see it. I think the Bengals is a tougher game because I think not only is that a primetime game, it's also in Cincinnati, but I also think there are going to be major playoff implications as far as seeding is concerned for both teams in that game. The Chiefs, it's the week before the bye. You don't have Tyreek Hill. They did play them to the point of a W last year. If it wasn't for Tyreek Hill, they win, right?
Right.
And they also beat him in the regular season.
You're right, exactly. The one that went in the regular season, yeah. And we don't know with the Chiefs, we don't know what that offense is going to look like without Tyreek Hill. Juju Smith, I'm not afraid of him. MVS, he's a speed guy, not afraid of him either.
Also, let me take a look here, Rev. Wanted to see what the Chiefs schedule looks like. What do they come into the Bills again? Oh, wow. Wow. I didn't realize. Oh man. Is this?
So you got the Chiefs schedule pulled up?
Yeah. So here's their schedule before they play Buffalo.
Okay.
When's the first day of the season? I got to make sure I have this right.
It is.
Hold on. I got it right here. All right. Never mind. We're good now. Okay. Here's their schedule. It's not easy before Buffalo at all. Arizona Cardinals, LA Chargers, Indianapolis Colts with now Matt Ryan.
Oh, man.
Their daddy and Tom Brady.
Yes.
Who has taken care of them and Patrick Mahomes. And then the new look.
Oh, man.
Las Vegas Raiders.
That's
and
a brutal.
Buffalo.
That's a brutal.
After that round, they play San Fran. Good God, man!
That's a brutal schedule. A brutal start to the.
There's not one game I look at in there where I say pencil the Chiefs in completely. No. Maybe the Colts. Maybe. I mean, man.
The Cardinals probably. Right to me.
Yeah, that one too. But they're all tough. Tough. But right before the Bills, Bucks and Raiders. And you know how the Raiders give them trouble, too.
Yeah, Raiders have beaten them.
Yeah.
Often. And that's look, if you got 1, 2, 3. So it's 3 AFC games, tough AFC games. Division game against the Chargers, who I think are going to end up winning that division anyway. I love the Colts. The Bucks, right? So they're going to be beat. They're going to be pretty beat up before they come to Buffalo, before they play the Bills.
And then, based on where the Bengals game's at, let's go Chiefs.
I'm okay. I'm leaning that way. I will go ahead and do it.
Okay.
Yeah. Especially, I like what you mentioned, though. I like that. That's a good point, though, because when you look at when we play them in the season, Week 6 against the Chiefs, to me seems much easier than week 17 against Absolutely. The Bengals.
That's how I feel as well.
Yeah, yeah. And that's a Sunday, prime time Sunday game. Well, that's not prime time, but Sunday afternoon. That's going to be – oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm looking at the wrong schedule. That is prime time, right?
Well, 425 is the Chiefs. That's going to be a standalone game.
And I'm talking about the Bills. Yeah, Monday night.
You talk about Bengals? That's a prime Bengals, time. Yeah, Monday night on the
Monday
road.
Night, Monday night. Yep. Yeah, that's going to be a tough game. I don't think the Bills would have sewn anything up right now. I think a lot of it is going to end up coming down to that particular game. And right. The Bengals, man, they have what they did this offseason. If they didn't already have the talent right on offense, they went ahead and just secured Joe Burrow's protection, right? They added talent across that offensive line. So now Joe Burrow should no longer be the most sacked quarterback in the National Football League. They've given him protection. And so now with protection, he has T. Higgins, he has Jamar Chase, he has Tyler Boyd, he has Mixon coming out of the backfield, he has a defense. That's going to be a very, very, very tough game for Buffalo week 17 Monday night. I'm with you, man. I'll go ahead and put the Chiefs and then the Bengals at number two.
I like that. I mean, and as we ran through this schedule here, and I'm going to pull it up in just a second here, but as we ran through the schedule here, I mean, it's just it's wild to go through and really take a look at this schedule in depth, because The more I look at it, and I know I said it a million times, but it's true. I mean, this schedule, it's a lot of fun, and it's really tough in some areas. But the cool thing about being as good as the Bills are is that those tough games are the ones that are actually the most exciting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right. Back, you know, not too long ago, you'd look at games like, you know, the ones we were listing off towards the top there, and you'd fear the hell out of them. Those are the ones I'm looking forward to the most, which is crazy. Definitely.
Yeah, because I want to see the Bills. I want to see how they match up against some of the NFL's toughest teams, because let's not act like there wasn't a lot of chatter about the Bills' easy schedule last year. Right. Mm-hmm. And kind of the obstacles that they faced against a much easier schedule. Now they're going against some tough teams with elite level quarterbacks. And so it's all up to them. The Bills have to show out this year and show up. No doubt.
So here it is, folks. The final verdict. Number one on the list being the easiest, number 17 being the toughest. And we'll run through it one last time here. And here's what Rev and I have decided. Our consensus schedule power ranking for the Buffalo Bills this coming season. So we got the Detroit Lions. What's that?
Are we missing some teams?
I see. No, because you have the Patriots twice, the Jets twice, and the Dolphins twice.
Okay.
So we got the Detroit Lions, easiest game on the schedule. Mm-hmm. Bears and a close second easiest schedule. Rico, who hopped in for a bit, thinks that is the easiest game. Ironically, both games coming on a holiday, so we should be in for an early present there, which I love. So we got those two games as the easiest. Stop me. I mean, imagine saying this just a couple years ago. We got the New England Patriots at the third easiest two games on the Bills schedule this coming season. Wild. I can't believe that.
Never thought we'd see the day.
Man, oh, man. Then we go with the Jets, right? And we round out the AFC East here. We go with the Jets at the fourth easiest. Then we go with the Dolphins at the fifth easiest. I feel like that might be a bit controversial right there. That section, the AFC East section, could be controversial, I could see.
Mm-hmm.
Then it got a bit tougher at this section, but we made some good points on both sides, and I think we ultimately came to a conclusion here that I think we both agree on. I know I do. Mm-hmm. Pittsburgh Steelers, sixth easiest. Vikings, seventh easiest.
Yes.
Titans, eighth easiest. Packers, ninth easiest. Then we get into the top five toughest games here. Cleveland, the fifth toughest game on the list. The Ravens, the fourth toughest game. This is where we had to talk through it a bit, because this is, you know, really splitting hairs here. Flip a coin. All three of these are gauntlets. Chiefs, third toughest game. Bengals, second toughest game. And then week one, ironically enough, the game that kicks it all off, in our opinion, is the toughest game of the year, but also the most anticipated, the one I'm most excited for, and the one that I think has the most to prove on both sides for the Rams and the Bills. So there it is, folks. Oh, man. The schedule power rings. I feel good about it, Rev.
I feel good too. That was tougher, man. That was tougher than I expected.
Yeah. It was tough. But ultimately, yeah, I feel good about it. And it's got me even more excited for the season than I already was. Didn't think that was possible.
Well, so I'll tell you who's not afraid of anything, not afraid of anybody we're facing, and that's Richard Forbes. He comes in and says, I'm not scared of any team on the schedule.
I love it, Rich, and you shouldn't be. There's no need to be. I'm not scared either. I just look at games and I say, well, that's definitely tougher.
Scared?
I don't know if I feel scared anymore.
No, that's a different story. Yeah. No, we're definitely, because we are that team, man. You know, the Bills are a team to be reckoned with. The Bills are a scary team to be feared. So we fear no man. We fear no team. Like my dad used to say, hey, man, you know, every man puts his pants one leg on at a time. One leg at a time.
Exactly right.
So we don't, I'm not afraid of anybody. But there are some teams that are going to be challenging for the Bills. And that's exactly what we're talking about, which made it more difficult as we got up closer and closer to the toughest teams that the Bills are going to face. I love it, man.
I love it. And even though Josh Allen puts his shorts on one leg at a time like the rest of us, he looks the best in them. And those teams got to face off against that bad man in those shorts. So,
and I don't think they're ready for it.
I love it. Well, hey, Rev. Man.
Look, dude, another show in the books, baby.
I love it. An hour 30, and it went by in about 5 minutes.
Yes, sir.
It felt great show. Once again, shout out to all you amazing folks who spent the night with us. A special shout out to our boy Jeff King, who doubled down tonight in a insane way. Can't thank you enough, Jeff. You're always outdoing yourself, and Rev and I can't express our thanks enough. What's on docket for the weekend, Rev? Anything good?
No, not really. I've actually got to get ready for work here in the next couple of weeks, so we'll be starting school early, man. Yeah, so year long, so I'm getting ready for that, man. But we're just still in the process, man, actually, of getting that food truck, so you'll see it soon. Maybe.
I can't wait to get in line for the Rev Burgers, baby. But until then, we'll continue to come our way until Rev gets that bus up with those burgers and those wings. We'll be back at it with you next week, Thursday night, Rev Bot on the Stack Duo Show. And hopefully by then, I think we'll have Rico with us as well. So,
yeah,
looking forward to that. But once again, thank you all so much for joining us. Rev, you're the man. The pleasure is always mine, my friend.
You're the man, brother. Love it anytime we get to get together, man. You're the brother. Love it.
It is the highlight of my week, and I can't wait to do it again next week. And we'll see you all next week, next Thursday night, right here on the Buffalo Fanatics YouTube channel. But until then, enjoy your weekend.
Smash that like.
Smash the like. Subscribe if you haven't. Ring that bell. And as always, baby,
go Bills.
And this is the part where I have trouble finding the thumbnail. And here it is.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.